Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is His Worshipper, Deanna, coming to you with the heart of a worshiper. Amen. We're going to start off like we always do in prayer. Amen. Because I believe that without Him, we can do nothing, but in Him, we can do all things. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you, Father, for this beautiful, glorious day that you've given unto us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're doing a mighty work, Lord God, in us and in our lives, God. We bless you, Lord God, hallelujah, for allowing us to come together in unity this time, Lord God. And Father, even as I'm speaking, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to have your way, God, hallelujah. And I ask you, Lord, to bless the listeners, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, all that are tuning in, Lord God. Let them hear a word, Lord God, that will touch the lives, Lord God, of your people, God. Father, we just love on you. We love you. Thank you. Praise you. Bless you, honor you, and adore you. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Amen. I forgive the noise in the background. That's just my dog. But amen. Well, praise God. I'm so thankful to be able to come to you again. Amen. In today's broadcast, we're going to be talking about unity, walking in unity and in love. Amen. And I want to start with a scripture real quick. Let's see. Now, we're going to go to Psalms 133. If you have your Bible, please your Bible. Let's go there. Psalms 133. We're going to read the whole psalm because it's only three verses. Amen. And it says, a song of degrees of David. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down to the skirt of his garment. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Amen. We're going to be talking, like I said, about unity. This is something that's really needed, especially now in the body of Christ. We have so many people fighting against one another and arguing against one another because of all that's going on. We have brother against brother, sister against sister, black against white against black, and all of this stuff going on. This is something that we should not be doing because God commanded us to love one another. He's not looking at color. He's not looking, even though, you know, certain groups might say, you know, well, God is looking at the color of your skin. God is looking at, he's not looking at those things which are pertaining to the outer appearance. But he judges with the heart. And with the heart, the Bible does say that the heart is desperately wicked. But, and that's where he judges, is the heart. See, when we sit there and we're judging one another based on these things that none of us can change. We can't change the color of our skin. We can't change whether we're male or female. We can't change these things that God made us, or what we came from, where we came from. We can't change those things, but we can change where we're going. Church, it's time, because the world is looking at us. The world is looking at us and see Christ in us. They're going to want who he is. They're going to want him. They're going to see, the judges see, God is looking at us, and he's wanting us to be salt and to be light and to love one another even as he has loved us. I want to go to scripture again, but I need to pull this up, amen, because it's very important that we get this. I want to go to John chapter 13, Amen. Verses 30 commandments. I give unto you that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. He said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples and that ye have love one to another. They will know us. They will know us by our fruit. They will see the love of Christ that dwells on the inside of us. If we cannot love one another, if we cannot love one another because of things that God has created us to be, no matter what you look like on the outward appearance, God has created you in his own image. And when he looked at you, he said, it is good. No matter what color you are, what nationality you are, what country you're from. Because we're sitting there judging one another based on these things. And we hurt each other based on these things. That's the thing that bothered me so much. When we sit there and we look at each other and we're judging one another based on these things. And we hurt each other and we're like, one person has a spirit of superiority, thinking that they're better than this person over here based on these things. And then we have another person that feels inferior, which should not be happening anyway, because you have to realize that the same hands that created me created you. And there's nothing that we can change. But with the heart, this is something that we have to get right, is the heart. Because the world is watching us. They want us to be the light, the salt. He wants us to be the witnesses that he's called us to be. He wants us to love just as he had loved us. He wants us to love one another, but also he wants us to show love to those who don't know him. He wants the unlovable, but to the ones that are, we say that are unlovable or untouchable. You know what? Jesus touched even the lepers. And the reason why I'm saying this is because we judge on the outward appearance. But God looks at your heart. And he's not judging based on what man is judging. See, man sometimes judges on the five senses. You know, like touch, smell, taste, sight, and let's see, sound? I can't remember, but we're sitting here judging one another based on these things. And somebody ends up with a broken heart. Somebody ends up wounded. Somebody ends up hurt. Somebody ends up angry. And as for these things, we're judging each other. God is saying to us, it's time to walk in unity. It's time not to look at your brother and your sister as lower than you. But the scripture says also that whosoever believes in him, like in John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world. And this is the most simple scripture in the Bible. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever lives in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. God is in the blessing business, and he is wanting to bless his people. But children of God, we've got to be salt and light. They've got to know us as believers by our love, and for us not to judge each other, not to turn our spiritual weapons on one another, because we use the word. Some people use the word of God to beat one another up. And sometimes when they use the word of God, this hurts even worse, because people start thinking, you know, if your God is like that, I don't want him. If your God is so full of hate like this, I don't want him. Listen, God is a God of love. And I'm not talking about those that are walking in sin. Now, that's a different story. God doesn't love sin, but he loves the sinner. He loves you, but he doesn't want the sin in your life. That's when you need deliverance. That's one thing. But another thing is to hate somebody based in color or based on how they talk, what they look like. You may think that they're lower than you are, but I guarantee it, we're all in the same boat. We all need Jesus. We all need deliverance. We all need salvation. That's what Jesus came to do. And that's what Passover is all about, the Passover lamb, which is Jesus Christ, the one that came to die so that we could have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And he arose with all power in his hand. And we're judging based on little things that we can't change. Time for us to come together in unity, to put our weapons down, to pick up the word and use it rightly, the way it's supposed to be. And to understand, look at your brother and your sister and know that they are not your enemy. Amen. But they are your brother and your sister. And we are supposed to be helpers one to another and love one another, even as Christ has loved us. Amen. And if you need to call in, please feel free to do so. Say hello. If you want to, if you have a prayer request, amen, I'll take a prayer request, amen. We'll pray together, amen. We'll believe God, because there's nothing too hard for him. Amen. And if you don't know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to personally invite you to accept him as your Lord and your Savior, because without him, there is no hope for salvation. But there's only one way, and that is through Christ Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Amen. He is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, wrinkle, any such thing. And if you also need to come back to the Lord, if you are backslid and you fell from him, understand he's waiting with open arms, ready to receive you. He wants you to come back to him. Amen. And I want to lead you in a prayer. Amen. Just real quick. Repeat after me. Gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you now. And I come to you a sinner. And I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die for me, to shed his blood for me, that I might have right to the tree of life. And he arose, and I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart, to save my soul, to fill me with your precious Holy Spirit, and to heal my heart. And Lord God, I thank you that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. If you have accepted Christ into your heart and in your life, I would love to know. Amen. You can get in touch with me at dmg393@hotmail.com. You could also feel free to look me up on Facebook. My name is His Worshipper. Look forward to hearing from you. Amen. Praise God. And just know that God, with God, all things are possible. There's nothing impossible, nothing too hard for him. Amen. I know that he can heal hurt. He's healed me. Amen. He didn't look at my outward appearance. He looked at my heart. He knew I needed a Savior. And you know what? He didn't have to choose me, but he did to me. And I know he's a mighty God. And if you're still walking this earth, he's been good to you as well. He's given you this opportunity and this chance to get your heart to him. Amen? Amen. Praise God. If you accepted him, welcome him. Welcome to the family. Amen. We're striving for perfection. We're not there yet, but we're striving. Amen. And all things are possible to him. Amen. And I encourage you, to those of you who are dealing with hurt based on church hurt, because you said I've been hurt in the church because they can't. I went to their church and they rejected me based on what I looked like in the outer appearance, or because I was bound up in something and I needed deliverance, and I went there and they took me out immediately because of what I look like. I want to encourage you, hallelujah, that God doesn't, if you truly want to be delivered, if you want to be saved, God is looking at your heart. Amen. And as far as skin color goes, I got news for you. He made all colors. He made white, he made black, he made yellow, he made brown, he made red. He made all these colors. You've heard the old song, Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. You remember that? For those of us who have been in church for a while, we understand, we know what that script, we know what that song is. Who have ever heard that one? But but understand this, that God loves you the way he created you. At you and saw beauty. It's not about these things that people judge you on. People have hurt you, I know. Trust me, people have hurt you. To some of you that are listening even now, somebody's listening right now and said, yeah, right. You know, it hurt me and they said stuff about me. But you know what? I got news for you. God wants you. He has called, when he created you, he said, this is good. This is really good. And you know what? I serve a diverse God. I serve a God who looks at all different colors and he sees beauty. Imagine a world where if he created only one color of people, how boring would this be? Just how boring would this be? But because he created diversity, different races, different colors, because he created all these things, amen, God is not looking at the color of man's skin, but he's looking at the heart. Amen. Pray to God. Amen. But God looks at the heart. Excuse me. God's looking at your heart. Amen. Praise God. I apologize again for the interruption, but I praise God that he has been good to all of us in spite of what we've been through. Amen. Because if you've been through something, you know, and you are out of it, and God brought you out. See, this is how good God is. He'll bring you out of things that you never thought you'd get out of. And then God will touch the heart, will touch your heart and make it brand new. You don't have to be hurting all by yourself. Amen. And you don't have to sit there and be all upset and angry by the past. You can be delivered from the past. You can be, you know what? You can be set free, healed, delivered. Because only the power of God can do this. Only the power of God can do this. No matter what you're dealing with, what you're struggling with. Amen. Some people have been hurt by racism. You've been hurt. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you could ever ask or even think, according to the power that works in you. And that power is not even in you, because we don't have power of ourselves. But it's the power of God working on the inside of you. He wipes away every tear from your eyes. He heals every broken heart. You don't have to be all by yourself and be hurt and be wounded. But I want to encourage you today. Come to Him. Come to Him. Give your heart. Give your heart and your life completely over to Him. Because you don't have to struggle on your own. You don't have to struggle on your own. And you know what? I looked at this. I look at these things and I see diversity in all of its beauty. Just imagine body of Christ. Imagine diversity, how beautiful it can be. We're not supposed to judge on the outward appearance. Judge on the heart. We look at the heart as well as Christ looks at the heart. See, we're supposed to see beauty when we see one another. And remember that your brother is not your enemy, but the devil is your enemy. We're not supposed to turn our weapons against one another. But we turn our weapons on the enemy. The scripture says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The Bible also says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We wrestle against the spirit, not according to the flesh. Amen. Your brother and your sister are not your enemy. Amen. But you could say, well, I hear what you're saying, but I've been hurt by a certain race of people. But you know what? It's time for you to forgive. Because forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Because you don't have to carry that thing by yourself. You don't have to carry it anymore. When you begin to forgive, God begins to heal your heart, heal that hurt that's on the inside. And he'll begin to heal everything that's on the inside of you. And then you won't have a grudge anymore. It's like, begin to understand that it was the enemy that hurt you. It was the devil using them that hurt you. And you have to remember, and you'll realize it's not them that hurt you, but it was the enemy that where they worked. But God loves you so much. You know what? He didn't have to look on us with love, but He did. He looked on us with such love that He gave precious gift that He could ever give. It was the love of Christ. It was the love of God that saves us. It's the love of God that heals. It's the love of God that delivers. We can't walk in the flesh anymore, beloved. We can't walk in the flesh and judge by these things that we call separate us. We don't have to let these things separate us. We need to pray, watch as well as pray. Pray for those that are hurting. Pray for those that have been through this. Pray for those that are dealing with these issues in the world today. Begin to pray. And you know what? Pray for one another. We're supposed to pray for each other, love one another. Even as Christ loved us, we are supposed to love each other. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. And understand that God loves you more than anything. Do you realize that you are His beloved? He looks on you and loves on you. He wants to love on you. He's looking at your heart. And He wants to heal every broken heart. He came for that purpose. He said that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel, to every creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is here to set free, to heal, to deliver. You don't have to be hurting. You don't have to be wounded. Hallelujah. There's too many people in this world hurting now. And they're looking for an answer. Yes, up pulpits too. The people in the pews still hurting. People in the pews still wounded. People in the pews that are full of anger. We've also got people in the pews that are full of pride. But remember, the Bible says also, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. We can't be full of pride, because none of us can receive salvation on our own. It's been done without God. Amen? Amen. But without Him, we can do nothing. But in Christ, we can do all things. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I want to encourage each and every one of you and let you know that God does love you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It is so good to be able to come together in unity and walk in unity. Because then, beloved, we will see God do amazing things in our midst when we come together in unity. And we come together in love. Amen? Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We've got, like, hallelujah, 1 minute and 30 seconds into the broadcast, left in the broadcast. But praise God. I want to know if you've given your life to Christ, if this has been a blessing to you, I would love to know. Please feel free to email me. My email is dmg393@hotmail.com. Or you can look me up on Facebook. My name is His, H-I-S, Prophetic, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-I-C, Worshipper, R-S-H-I-P-E-R, Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A. Amen? Please feel free to look me up on Facebook, amen, and add me as a friend. Amen. I'm more than happy. Amen. To talk with you, to fellowship with you, amen. And even if you have a prayer request, let me know. I'm happy to pray with you, amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It's been a blessing, amen, to talk with you again today. Amen. And I will let you know when I have another broadcast. Amen. Well, God bless each and every one of you, and just have a blessed and wonderful day. And know that with Jesus Christ, you can have the heart of a worshiper. God bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed and wonderful day in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.